There is a quiet detail in this morning's gospel that's easy to miss. Luke tells us that Mary and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem because of a decree, because of obligation, because history and empire pushed them onto the road. But what they're really doing is going home. Bethlehem is Joseph's ancestral home, the city of David. The journey is not merely political or inconvenient, it's deeply personal. They return to where they belong, carrying within them the one through whom the world itself was made. And this is how God chooses to enter our story. Not in a palace, not by conquest or force, but by going home with us. So many of us understand what it means to go home, especially today. Some of us are home already, gathered around familiar tables, sleeping in familiar rooms. Some of us returning tomorrow or next week to home. Some of us wish we could go home, but can't, because home has changed, or someone we love is no longer there. And some of us carry complicated feelings about home, longing mixed with hurt, nostalgia mixed with grief. Into all of that complexity, the Word becomes flesh. Isaiah proclaims today, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." Now, darkness in Scripture is not just sin. Sometimes it is. It's also displacement. It's exile. It's the experience of being far from where you are meant to be. The people of Israel knew that darkness very well. They'd been driven from their land, scattered, uprooted. And God's promise to them was not merely forgiveness, but return. A child is born, Isaiah says, and his name will be Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. These are not abstract titles. They're names that speak of stability, of safety, and belonging. In the birth of Jesus, God is not simply visiting humanity. He's claiming humanity as his home. St. Luke tells us that Mary wraps the child in swaddling clothes and lays him in a manger because there's no room, as we know the story. God comes home to us, and sometimes we don't quite have room. Yet even so, he comes anyway, into borrowed space, into poverty, into vulnerability. The manger becomes the first sign of a deeper truth. God will not wait for perfect conditions. He enters where he is welcomed, even imperfectly. The angels announce this birth to whom? Not kings or scholars, but to shepherds, men who lived outdoors, on the margins, always moving. And to them, the angel proclaimed, "Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you." For you. This is not a distant theological truth or claim. It is a promise of nearness. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth to those on whom his favor rests. Now, peace in Scripture does not mean the absence of noise or conflict. Peace means being at home. It means that right relationship with God, with one another, within ourselves. Christmas Day is not sentimental, it is directional. It tells us where our lives are going. Because the birth of Christ is not the end of the journey, it's the beginning of humanity's final journey, home. From this day forward, everything moves toward communion. The child in the manger will grow and teach, will heal and forgive, will suffer, die, and rise. And all of it is ordered toward one purpose, to bring us home to the Father. Not metaphorically, not vaguely, but truly, to full communion with God. This is why we do what we're doing this morning, and why it matters so much. In just a few moments during Eucharistic Prayer 3, you'll hear these words at the conclusion, "Through whom you bestow on the world all that is good." We've heard it hundreds of times. All that is good. Not some things, not spiritual things only, but everything that is good. Love, mercy, beauty, forgiveness, hope, reconciliation, home. The Eucharist is not just something we receive, it is a place that we enter. It is a foretaste of home. At this altar, heaven and earth meet. At this altar, the same Christ born in Bethlehem, Bethlehem whose name means house of bread, gives himself as bread for the life of the world. And through him, God continues to bestow on the world all that is good. Think about that today. Every genuine act of love you've ever known, every reconciliation that seemed impossible but happened anyway, every moment of peace that may have surprised you, every sense of belonging that healed you, all of it comes through him. Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem, but the child they carried would redefine home forever. No longer just a place on a map, home becomes a relationship. Home becomes communion. Home becomes God with us. We sang in Psalm 96 this morning, which invited all creation to rejoice. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Why? Because the Lord comes. He comes to rule the world with justice and the peoples with faithfulness. Justice and faithfulness are the architecture of our eternal home. My brothers and sisters, wherever you find yourself this day, whether you're content or restless, joyful or grieving, settled or searching, I invite you to hear the angel's message as spoken to you. A Savior has been born for you. Christmas is God saying to humanity, come home. And the rest of our lives, every step, every Eucharist, every act of love is the journey that follows. Merry Christmas.